I walked in. He's like, hey, what's up? Oh, got a frog. How big's your dick? Guys, make this Valentine's Day one you'll never forget. No, you
Tell him, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell Him, Steve Dave. I'm here with all the stars, Walt Flanagan.
I'm here.
Yeah, he is. And BQ.
Hello.
And, you know, he's without a mic and he's silent, but get him, Steve Davis.
Get him here. Nice.
Mm-hmm. The producer.
That's what he is now.
Yeah. I mean, he needs a title, right?
I thought he was office coach. Title.
Office coach?
I don't. I would not. Giving him the title producer
is too much.
Is an absolute affront to all
producers.
Producers throughout history. It really would be. I mean, if you're thinking that a guy
he doesn't produce much, you're right. Yeah,
he's not line nothing up.
He does. He does pull up stuff on the screen though sometimes.
Yeah, to me, I feel that's a distraction, though.
It is. Yeah, we start talking about it, and
I think it's a detriment.
And then people aren't people are like, I can't see it.
Exactly.
So things
bad work, get him.
Things are getting better. Things are getting better around here, huh? You're less frustrated with him.
They haven't gotten better.
They haven't been improving yet.
I don't think so.
Even after the performance review.
Did you, well? What have you seen any improvements? Like, are you?
Well,
are
he
you
set happy? That box for me. I mean, I'm still riding high on that.
Okay. If that's all it takes, then yeah. Then if you're happy, then we all got to be happy then.
No, I mean, you know, I don't realize.
But were me and you were happy that he sent the box too?
I said, I mean, if it's a trickle down effect, yeah. Mm. If he was happy, then.
yeah, I wouldn't put me at the pinnacle of happiness here. No. Like, you know, he did what I asked him to do. I mean, that room looks clean back there. He went back there, really cleaned it up, right?
Well. There's shit back there that I'm like, why the fuck do we have like a wedding photo of Brian Rupert and his wife? Is there a reason?
I got to fix that frame.
Oh, okay. You got to fix a frame. I'm just like, there's so much
so you
garbage.
Can hang it in here?
Where are you going to hang it?
Oh.
I guess he's going to give it back to Rupert. Yeah, he's going to give it back to Rupert or Rub, as you call it.
Rub is giving you like tasks to do?
Fixing, yeah.
If you're going to talk to him, you better put a mic on.
And then put on company time?
I don't even
time?
Want to with this voice.
Yeah, what happened?
I woke up with a frog in my throat.
You're not sick, are you?
Not that I know of.
Oh, God.
Q just started back yesterday.
I'm fucking back to work. I'm working 9-hour days. That's like,
what, you, a frog? Can,
what if he's got a cold or something like that? And I get it and it manifests differently in me. And I'm bedridden for
it's usually
a few
worst case scenario with you. With
me, it's bugs. Like, yeah, I'm like a fuck a baby deer. Everything gets me sick.
Bambi?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, we don't have a window, so all the germs probably are
just festering
and shit. Yeah. Just surrounding you right now.
All right. Well, new company policy. If you got a frog in your throat, stay home.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. What's he doing here now?
He's
this
home.
This is his home.
You got to stay home if he's got a frog.
Yeah, you're right. But you got to let me know. You got to tell me so I can't drive all the way out here.
Yeah, I walked in. He's like, hey, what's up? Got a frog.
What is a frog in a throat? It's not a medical term. What is it? Like, what is it? What do you have?
Go. Why you should set up a fucking mic, just in case. Just in case.
Well, I know he sounded horrible, so I thought it was even worse to set up a mic. But no, I just I woke up, like my throat was a little dry, and it just, I started sounding like this. So
yeah, no biggie. Well,
I kind of sound like Froggy from
no biggie. Raspy. It's just a raspy voice.
Until tomorrow, when Q's like, "Hey, everybody, you've been impractically joked."
Oh my God, it's probably fucking throat aids.
Could be. It's going around throat aids.
All right. Well, there's nothing I can do. I'm here already.
Now you're here.
I can't see anything online.
Take some vitamin C.
Yeah.
And drink a lot of orange juice, and I'm sure you'll be fine. And gargle with Some salt water.
Some salt water. Okay. Let me see.
And you'll be fine.
Are viral allergies or reflux are the three main reasons.
For a frog in the throat?
Yeah. So, all right. Maybe I got a 2 out of 3 chances that this isn't going to nail me.
That's good. Odds are on your side.
I guess. Sure. Mm-hmm. I'll take what I can get at this point. Yeah. All right. Well, what's going on?
I don't know. I did want to ask you, speaking of Rub, how was his Super Bowl party? Was everyone in it? Who was in attendance?
There was a way more people in attendance than last year's. There was about 10 people there. And the previous year, there was only like 3. So that was intimidating in itself that there was – and all people I don't know. All his Staten Island friends.
Right.
So.
Like, how big's your dick?
Was that mentioned on this episode or was that mentioned on Patreon?
I think that was on this episode. Yeah.
I don't know if that guy was there. Was that guy the dick guider? Oh, he was there. Oh, yeah.
He was there. He's prowling around.
he was real quiet. He wasn't real animated, but the game was terrible. So that had a factor, I think, in the intensity of the gathering, too. It was kind of. You know, just kind of laid back. Nobody was real into it because the game was so lackluster. But there was a friend, Anthony, who with the final score of the game won $5,000.
Get out of here.
He had one of those boxes.
Yeah.
So that was – the whole room was just hoping that he – That they scored. No, I wasn't under any illusions that just because I was in the room, this guy that I met a few times is going to give me
a piece of his winnings.
Yeah, but it was funny, not fun, but it was fun to see him, you know, like kind of on the edge of his seat. Like if they score here and they had to get the 2-point conversion, 2-point conversion makes it 5,000. Missed the 2-point conversion, no money.
Zero.
Oof,
yeah. Wow. So it was on the edge of your seat kind of moment in a game that had none of that.
Right. So just like for your little gathering, that was the excitement for the night.
Yeah. And that was at the very end of the game. I texted Tom trying to get him to some bad mojo because when the team was so off, his team was so far up ahead at halftime, I wrote congratulations. That's the kiss of death. That's the kiss of death if he accepted it and been like, thank you. I was hoping, I was just like, he would respond to it. He even told me like after the game, he's like, I wasn't touching my phone because I saw it come through. I wasn't touching it. But he didn't come down. I thought there'd be more presence from TSD town. You said you were coming and you didn't show up.
I said I might come. But and then like when it came time, I was like, I just don't feel like it. It was too cold out. I just didn't feel like doing it. Yeah.
How was your Super Bowl weekend at the Keys?
It was good.
That looked like something. Did you see it on Instagram?
I'm not online.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it was good. I was down at Key West setting up stuff for the comedy festival and
bartend.
I bartended at this bar called the Bali Bar for halftime. It was fun. You know, they asked me to do it. They're friends. I was like, yeah, you got.
How busy was the bar?
It wasn't like overwhelmingly, but it was busy. Yeah, there was like 2-3 people.
Any
deep.
Tom Cruise cocktail shit?
No, I just popped – like if they ordered a beer, I opened that and handed it off. Like when I got to mix
you weren't
drinks.
Flipping any fucking bottles and
no,
shit?
No, but I also wasn't
off.
Charging people. So what do you think is more important? You know?
To who? The owner or the patrons?
To the people. Yeah, to the patrons.
Why are the owners – the owners are just like we should not be – bring back Q next year.
That's fine. That's their decision.
It's the worst Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, why are you charging people?
Like, I'm not working. You put me behind the bar and tell people to ask me for drinks. I'm just going to give them drinks. If you can catch them and be like, all right, it's $5 for that beer, then that's, you know, that's what they were doing. But it's like, I'm not going to sit there and be like, give me $5 for this beer. Like,
but why not?
Because I'm not handling people's money. Like what? I'm not taking people's money. Like I'm there as a promotional guy.
As a promotional guy, yeah. Maybe the other people should have been.
Well, they were. Yeah, like they were like bartenders. The you know, okay. Yeah, as they could, as you know. But I was giving them away.
Right.
Were you saying it's on the house?
I wasn't saying anything.
Okay. You're like, drinks are on cue?
No, I didn't say anything like that. Okay. I didn't say anything like that. Yeah. No, it was good. I was, you know, very well behaved. It was good. I did a good job handing out beers.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I took a few pictures, and then I got out of there for the second half. Went to go watch it somewhere else.
Nice weather down there?
What do you think?
Goddamn I mean, you.
Dude, it was like 84 degrees. Like, and it was like nuts. Like, I got to move there, dude. It's like that we're going like to all these businesses that we like we're talking to about partnering on to. We're going to have such a fucking blast. And there's only 4 tickets left, so that's it. It's over. Wow. And we're going to have such a fucking blast. And like I would go to a bar at like 11 a.m. and the manager would sit down to talk about like, you know, what event we were going to do there, what not. And they'd just be like, want a beer? Have a crazy lady. They brew it down the block. And like we would just like just start drinking. Every meeting we went to, it was like 1 or 2 beers because you're meeting with these managers. And then I was concerned that I was getting buzzed as the day go on. But then I noticed like the managers were also getting buzzed as the day goes on. So it's just like fucking like 80 something degree weather. Like you just got like, you know, you're just having fun, setting up fun shit, talking to people, having a few drinks. It's like impossible not to have a good time down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really got to go out of your way.
To have a you have to be time. A dick mm-hmm. to go down there and not have fun, I think. Yeah. Yeah, it was great. But so it was fun. It was fun. It's rough coming back. Rough flying out of 80-something degree weather into Newark.
Yeah, it's like 20.
With 32 yeah. degrees and then
snow all over the ground.
Right back to work the next day. It was a little rough reentry. But yeah, no, you know, grateful for it all. It's good.
Did you see the Chiefs after party? Did you see any footage of that, Walt?
They had an after party?
Yeah, I guess like
– And they put footage
how
out?
How somber
they
is that party? Out.
There were literally like 3 people at it. Like none of the Chiefs went. Nobody went. It was like this DJ guy who had been hired, I guess, at the last minute, like posted the footage. And he's like, you know, when you get hired for the Super Bowl, but your team loses and then it's, you know, the room is just empty and he's like DJing a little bit. But it was
no glory for losing.
Not a good time, it seemed like.
Yeah. Taylor Swift getting booed.
Swifty hate. Yeah. What'd you think of that? It's expected, right?
Why? Why is it expected?
Because
she's been too much of a – she inserted herself too much in the previous couple of years, you think?
I think so, yeah. I think the football fans are like enough of her.
But is that her fault or is it
and
fault?
Probably people who are against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You know.
That's what I took it more of.
Right. People who don't like the Chiefs would be like, well, fuck her too. Right.
But is it the network's fault for constantly showing her? Like she can't help it if she shows up to a game and the network keeps showing her over and over and right. over
I'm again. Not saying it's her fault. I'm right. just saying that, you know, I'm not surprised.
But the network really, I think, only showed her once.
Oh, really?
The entire game.
Yeah, I didn't watch the game, so I'm not too sure.
And, you know, she definitely didn't have an upbeat face.
I saw a picture of her. She had a pretty sour puss on.
Yeah.
Unhappy that her man was losing. Well,
and there was speculation in the room that – in the room at the party mm-hmm. That's it between her and Kelsey.
It's over now?
If he retires, because that's the rumor that Kelsey will retire, the room speculated that – what's her name? Travis and what's Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, yeah.
Taylor Swift will not be able to date a former football player.
Really? Why? You don't – who? I don't know if I would think she would like the less attention.
That's kind of – I mean I could see the rationale for that is that she needs somebody who's doing things and is in the spotlight still, kind of like that power couple.
I'm doing things. I'm in the spotlight. She can call me if she wants. She can come down to Key West if she wants.
Love it.
Key West?
Yeah, get on down here. I'll call a Taylor West. I'm not going to be shit.
But yeah, that was the thinking though in the room really? That she will lose interest in a former football player.
But doesn't he have TV shows and podcasts and all that stuff?
I don't know if podcasts are the aphrodisiac.
I'm here to say no.
Oh, come on.
What are you talking about? What the hell, man? You're the only one that fucking benefited from this shit.
That's true. I guess you're right.
Yeah, that's what the room was thinking, though. I don't know if I subscribe to that, though. But if he just all of a sudden, though, just is like becomes – gets a beer belly – is not in tip-top shape any longer, mm-hmm. just wakes up at noon, you know, doesn't shave or shower for a couple days.
So he's describing him or me. I forget which one we're talking about at this point.
All of a sudden, you know, maybe he isn't as desirable.
Well, why is he not showering for a few days? Like, well, where's that coming from?
When I lost my job?
Yeah.
I went 2 weeks without showering.
Really?
Yeah, I was just in a fucking funk.
How European of you.
Yeah, you were that depressed. You couldn't even get in the shower for 2 weeks.
Yeah, there was no reason for me to get up early. There was no reason for me to get up at 11.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you that initial kind of, you know, that time span where you lose that – he's not going to lose it. He has to walk away from it because of his age though.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce. But yeah, there'll be a transition. There'll be a period where he has to adjust to the new lifestyle of not having to be Travis Kelce professional football player. Now he's Travis Kelce Taylor Swift's boyfriend. That's all he'll be known for.
I mean, it still sounds pretty nice.
Him it does.
Yeah.
But for her – perception is, oh man, you're dating a has-been or a was-been.
You don't think love?
But one of the greatest in the league, right?
I mean, the greatest of all time, but still.
Is he really? He's considered one of the greatest.
Greatest tight ends, yeah. Him and Gronk are considered, you know.
So he's a legend. So, you know, that goes a long way.
It does. But again, though, if that legend is fucking sitting on the couch playing video games all day.
Yeah.
It's not the same cachet.
You're right. You're right. Well, let's see if he showers.
He's in his underwear. You know, you know, he's fucking got stains all over his.
This is how you were for 2 weeks?
Eating hors d'oeuvres off a plate on his belly.
Yeah, I just watched Mod Squad for fucking days on end. That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, just tried to make sense of everything in your head.
Yeah, and then I got over it and I took a shower.
Did you?
I directed another matter in other ways.
Oh, man.
We were hate watching the new Secret Stash pod today, me and Gidim.
Oh, really?
Which we do.
Well, they started a new one?
No, it's the one they do.
Just a new episode.
Oh, just a new episode. Yeah. Okay, top five.
And I got to tell you, man, I will say, he can back me up on this. I was – the energy levels that they bring, like right out of the gate, I was like, man, we don't have that kind of energy right out of the gate in our episodes. Ours, like, we feel like we have to climb to get there. They're at a fucking 60 right out of the fucking turn.
Right.
They crash immediately.
It's like Pee Wee Herman on a fucking motorcycle. Yeah. Just right into the sign.
I think we get to 60. So, not every episode.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to 60. But, some episodes where we do get to 60, it's probably like a half hour in now. Like, right. We got to work on coming right out of the gate. I told Gidim this as a producer. I was like, you got to work and try to get us out of the gate at 60 miles an hour like fucking they were in this episode.
What were they all jazzed about?
I don't know. They opened up the show and everybody was giggling and fucking like a joke that was told off mic.
Right.
And,
having a good time.
Everybody's talking really loud.
Are they saying anything or –
they're talking comic books?
They're talking old TV shows. They're talking sitcoms.
Mm. All right. I like that.
Yeah. So we got to step up our game now?
Well, no. It's not our game. I'm not looking to mirror their content.
Okay.
Just the energy level.
All right.
The energy level. The smiles on the two co-hosts, Mike's two co-hosts. They literally look like their faces are going to fucking break. They're smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, I noticed that we're not smiling from ear to ear and are kind of down. And then, but then we ramp it up though, but it takes us a while. We're a little bit older though.
Than Mike?
Well, Mike's two co-hosts.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure. How old do you think they are?
I was going to say Mike's older than all of us.
They're in their 30s. So
yeah, that's a big energy difference. That is.
Do we, if we need some Red Bulls, I know I told Gidim to stop putting bottles of water on the table, start putting shit on there. That's going to bring the energy levels up.
Wow. All right. I'll start, like, as I drive out here,
start getting psyched up.
Yeah. I'll just play some loud music. I'll just
listen to the Stash.
Yeah.
The Stash pod.
Oh, wow.
Oh, McGinnis becoming his producer. He's putting something on the TV.
Here we go.
So here they are. What's that guy's name again? I forget his name.
Christian.
Christian.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the.
He's a good guy.
Great guy. Yeah. I actually like him very much.
I like all three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, me too.
Mm-hmm.
I never had a problem, you know.
All right. So what are you going to direct this new energy, this really fucking bubbling over energy?
Oh, we're starting
okay,
now?
Okay, so we're watching these guys.
Oh, boy. They are smiling.
Yeah,
they're
happy.
They're smiling, man. And they're just happy.
And Mike looks like he's the king of the world.
He's got a little swagger. He does. You can see it. You can see it. He's got
some swagger from that fucking on that side of the table, Brian.
I know. I'm not giving enough swagger. I'm not giving any swagger. Yeah. Really. Like any at all. I got to hold the mic and cock my head. Look to the side. Well, you guys have to be ingratiating to me, too. Like, it looks like he's got, like, this is, he's holding court there, you know?
You're right.
Yeah, so we so what I found is they laugh at anything and everything.
Okay.
So whatever you say, we have to laugh like fucking hyenas on ecstasy.
Okay. I've seen that.
He looks good. He got his hair. He's looking sharp.
Oh, I think he looks better with facial hair, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They don't have ads, too, which so that doesn't –
Well, they are an ad, aren't
halt.
They?
Like that, like, so do we have any ads this week?
We do have some ads this week,
so if we do have ads, we got to fucking –
make them plenty.
Into them, like, with the energy of, like, a
36-year-old.
I'm one of those hummingbirds, man.
Right, okay.
You got to fucking roll into it. You can't, right. like, just – fucking roll into it like you just rolled out of a fucking coma.
Okay, I gotta come. And the advertisers will appreciate it too. Like, you sound very psyched. Very psyched.
All right, let's see what you got. Let's see what you first. I'm excited. I'm ready to laugh.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No matter what he says.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're only 20 minutes in, but we'll knock these out.
No, don't say knock them out. Yeah,
don't say that?
We get to do ads.
Right.
Not we have to do
ads. This is an honor.
Yeah.
This is, guys, make this Valentine's Day one you'll never forget. You know, sometimes people forget Valentine's Day. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. No, no. No, not me. You've got to take advantage of this brand new deal from Adam and Eve and AdamandEve.com/TEST. D.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking boners, boys. We're talking sex. Go to adamandeve.com/TESD and pick any four sex toys for just $20. $20 for four sex toys? That's only $5 each.
Hey, that's not bad for a sex toy.
No, hey. Oh, I can't believe you just said that. And this is absolutely the best deal Adam and Eve has ever offered, and you deserve the best Valentine's ever. This is a limited time offer, so get your four sex toys while supplies last. Ooh, you think they're going to run out? Can you imagine running out of sex toys in this country? Unthinkable. Unthinkable.
Now, do you think... Now, do you think you can go – well, how many sex toys for $40?
Four for $20.
Now, can all four be – the same type of toy, or do
four
you have
torsos.
Or
they,
or
I don't know. It doesn't say here. It says 4 for $20, literally saving up to $175 with this exclusive offer. Take a look at adamandeve.com/TESD to see what four sex toys will be yours for just $20. Go to adamandeve.com/TESD. It's the only way to get this offer. All right. So you have to go to adamandeve.com/TESD, and there it will be the list of all your sex toys that you can choose from.
Very good.
Which is pretty sweet. Pretty sweet.
That's not bad, man. I think we nailed that one.
I think we got that one.
I think if I had a slide whistle at the ready, my energy levels.
Oh, we got one.
Really? I think maybe a slide whistle would make me engage more.
Are you
going to
put your mouth on the whistle, though?
Well, I'll bring my own. It's all right.
Okay, don't get it, pal. Yeah, I was going to say, you're going to use Kim's slide whistle with his frog?
With his frog and everything? Yeah, really. What else do we got here? One more. Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes so you can fuel right and feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. Lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals based on randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week. It's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Not a lot of laughs in this one. It's hard to get some laughs out of Factor. Yeah. You know? Factor can
I've
help.
I've given up already.
Yeah. Factor will never be as good as them.
It's never going to happen.
No. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfast, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons. Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat. Have you had a recent Factor meal, Q?
I haven't had one in about a month, but I
about
do,
a month?
Yeah, but I,
you're due?
I do love them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since I've been traveling a bit lately.
Oh yeah. You have been out on the road a lot, so you can't bring your Factor with you, but you can eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/DESD50off and use code TESD50off to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code TESD50off at factormeals.com/TESD50off. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
And you brought up Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, you got plans for?
Yeah, I got the same note for you. Do you have any plans? Because I know I don't.
No plans.
No, I don't. No. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I just, I don't know. It's
I never
those,
have either.
Yeah, it's one of those holidays that I'm like, I'm not buying fucking roses at 10 times the amount. And I'm not going to go fight with people to eat dinner at a place, you know.
That's what did it for me. Like when I was in my early 20s, I took my girlfriend out to dinner and it was like crammed in like cattle. And I was like, I'm never doing this again. I'm like, this is – they put out extra tables. They cram you in. Like you're just sitting there with like couples all around you. Everybody thinks they're going to get laid that night. It's creepy and weird. I'm like, yeah, I don't need this.
But with that mindset then, do you guys then understand then if the evening doesn't end the way you hoped it would end, like with like fireworks and earthquakes?
Mm-hmm. Wait a second. So like, am I under the understanding that might happen?
That it probably won't happen if you're putting no effort in whatsoever and you're like, I'm not taking – you to a fucking restaurant. I'm not buying you any gifts.
Take your clothes off.
Then you guys had to come to the, you know, realizing it might not end with fireworks and the earth moving.
It's a Friday night. Sage isn't home. It's ending with fireworks.
Oh,
it's really? Happening. Nice.
So it's happening. You believe they would be just as you know, impactful if you doing absolutely the same thing you've done for 364 days a year on Valentine's
Probably
Day.
Not.
There's only 52 Fridays a week, though.
Yeah, that's true.
A year. There's only 52 Fridays a year.
Maybe not, but I don't know. What do you got planned? I'm just going to mirror everything you do then.
You can't use my situation right now. Usually 99% of our meals in a car.
Really? Yeah. Now, where are you going to eat? That you're like you're not going to romantic Texas Roadhouse or something to eat in the car?
No, no. But we'll go to Red Robin, eat in the car. We'll go to Chick-fil-A. We'll go to a whole bunch of places. But places like Texas Roadhouse, that's a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
It's harder to cut your meat in the front seat of the car.
Yeah. Steering wheel in the way.
Yeah, it's difficult. But we'll probably just do something simple, but –
Did you get her anything?
Yeah, I got her a gift. Yeah, I went yesterday. Got a gift.
Wow.
No gift?
This guy. No.
For romance. I don't even acknowledge – I wouldn't even acknowledge that I'm working until like 9 o'clock at night.
Mm.
Wow. Yeah. It is not one point in the day that you can break away from work.
There's not any point in the day I want to break away from work.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the key.
That's the key.
Yeah. It's not that you can't. So you can't use work as an excuse, though, then.
I'm not using anything as an excuse.
Well, that's what you just said. Wait a minute. I'm working all day. I can't.
Yeah. No. I said before I don't celebrate it. Like, I wouldn't take
not
the
even
day
a
off.
Little, like, a, here, just a, nah. Like, here's a little.
Nothing.
Here's a little heart I have, with candies in it.
In
Here's four dildos from Adam and Eve. Only cost me $20.
In 25 years, I have not.
You like that, right?
In 25 years, I have not ever bought a single Valentine's Day present. Yeah.
Have you gotten any?
I get cards.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah, I bet you I won't get anything either. So
okay.
I don't really.
I don't get not from anyone I've been in a relationship with, but like I'll get. Nice cards from fans with hearts on it. Superman and Lois Lane flying around. That's nice. I look forward to that.
All right. I mean, you could
guarantee
your ladies
are
lucky to have such romantic fellas. They really are.
Yeah, she got into it knowing that I'm not a romantic.
Right.
Never was.
Mm,
never will be.
And hang dong. It's all the romance I need. Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome to Staten Island. Oh, yeah. I forgot True TV made those Valentine's Day cards with us years ago. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So, no plans for tomorrow except sitting in. I did go to AC over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. How was it? Your podcast thing.
Uneventful.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't really do that much with people. I wanted to play poker, but I didn't know what time they were playing, so I missed out on it.
Mm.
But the excitement of the entire weekend was Mary Beth was playing that Frankenstein machine, you know, that slot machine Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. So she's playing it for a while, and there's a guy sitting next to her playing at the machine, like to the left of her. And he plays like maybe three spins and then wins $7,500.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I was thinking, I was like, God damn it. If only like Mary Beth had sat over one, right. You know, yeah. Maybe she would have won. But she heard it. She heard it. No, but she only plays like 60 cents at a time. This guy was playing $6 at a time. Yeah, so I'm thinking that probably has a lot to do with it. Yeah. She would have never won the big money anyway. Mm-hmm. So I chastise her for that as well. But she did manage to lose $150, so that was good.
Oh, you know, only $150.
Well, first it was $250, then she won $150 okay. back. I mean, then she won $100 back.
Well, that $150 is her flowers and chocolates.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she gets.
Yeah. What? What did she get?
She got a trip to Atlantic City. She got to
– How much was that?
I don't know. I mean, at least like, you know, $150 a night, almost $200 a night for the room.
How many nights you stay?
Two.
Two.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got some – I mean, food down there, I don't care what you eat. I got a fucking cheesesteak.
Mm.
$20.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy everywhere, man.
By the time I pay for both of us, it was like $50 a person every time we ate, regardless of what it was.
Yeah, it's like that everywhere. It's unbelievable how expensive things are. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah, it makes me not want to go back there because it was really just like – I don't know. I think I'm done with AC for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless there's a reason to go, like Impractical Jokers show or something like that. Other than that, though, I'm just like, because I don't really like to gamble because I'm like, I'm not a good gambler. I'm not going to win any money.
Mm.
So, and I don't find it fun to lose money.
Yeah. Yeah. I've always found with gambling, like if I, anytime I get near, like anytime I get over $500 losing, I start sweating balls. And then if it's $1,000, I'm like, my night's ruined.
Yeah.
So I don't have the guts for gambling.
Yeah, I wish I could find a little machine like you had, Walt, the blackjack game that you played for. Like at Borgata, I didn't see any.
Oh, you had to leave one of the many casinos and go to a different one.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Borgata is not on the boardwalk. It's like up.
Yeah, it's in its own little.
Yeah, it's in its own little place. So I'm not going to get the car and then go down and all that other shit.
Fuck that, man.
Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it, man.
Why? So she could lose more money in another casino?
Yeah.
It sounds like a blast. It really does.
I watched a documentary.
Every day is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. You can't just celebrate one day when every day
is
like that.
She went and played slots, and I watched a documentary about the Aryan Brotherhood in Texas on HBO. To me, that was fun. I was like, this is all right.
But what is being out of your – like, why is like – What, wouldn't you rather watch that at home?
No, I got to get out of the house sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm home way too much to the point where I like stir crazy.
I got to watch TV someplace else.
Yeah. When you pick up that TV and you're not at home, totally different experience.
I got to get out of here. I got to go watch TV in another fucking another town.
Same state.
Drive an hour and a half. Oh, yeah. You got the Frankenstein game up.
This is what he does, and this is what causes producing. Distraction. This is not a good producer.
Yeah, yeah. Just kill the TV for a bit.
Let me very quickly thank everyone who bought Pam's book, too. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Very nice of you, Q. Very nice of everyone who went out and bought it. I know she was taking some hits for the cover. People want a Walt Flanagan cover.
I actually really dug that cover.
Did you really?
I just found it so mesmerizing. It's just like, this is so interesting. Like, yeah. I want to know, like, who.
It was her friend who's now deceased.
Oh.
Like,
did she have a lot of input in that?
Who, Pam?
Yeah.
Or I don't think so.
Did she just let the artist do whatever she wanted?
I think she let the artist do whatever she wanted because she had a whole bunch. Like, the original plan was to put a whole bunch of illustrations in the book.
Right.
Until I was like, look, I don't think. It's, that means it's more expensive, and you don't want more expensive when you're self-publishing. So if I were you, I would leave all the illustrations out. So she just used the cover.
Mm-hmm.
But the lady died a couple years ago. It was a friend of hers. Geez. Yeah.
I thought the cover was really perfect for that kind of small press kind of like to notice me.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard not to notice it. It's just because it's so unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look at that cover and I'm like, I see Jimmy the Hair Guy's next tattoo.
That's not a bad idea.
You know what I mean?
He is up for it, guaranteed. Yeah. If she does a second printing,
yeah,
then we can discuss
a Will Flanagan variant.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go.
Nice.
You know you're out of it. Cause
no, there's no chance for a second print?
I doubt it, yeah.
Is it print on demand or is there already a print? Is there a print run already?
I think there's a printed run, but it's very small. Like, I don't know, maybe like 100 copies or something.
How many?
100 maybe.
Dude, if we do a bonus pod
mm-hmm.
for anybody who shows proof of that fucking – that first run of books, that 100 copies is
I believe so, yeah.
Blow out of them. If we do a bonus pod.
Yeah, we could do that. Have Pam on it?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about her inspirations, the literature that she grew up on. What was she inspired by?
Yeah, all right.
What was her, like, end game, you know, like.
How's the sequel coming along?
I believe it's coming along well, yeah.
Yeah.
From what I understand.
Good for her, man.
Yeah, it's no small feat, right?
It's definitely an achievement, especially when you've worked on it for decades.
Yeah.
Yeah. To finally say I'm done is one of the hardest things on the planet because
mm-hmm.
you constantly are second guessing.
Tinkering.
You want to refine things.
George Lucas can never do it, and he made Star Wars.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Q, I wanted to tell you because you probably – well, Walt, you also – you watch animal videos on – well, you're not online now, you say.
Well, yeah, I do like – but our producer over here has been fucking sending me – horrific animal videos. I told him I liked elephant videos, and he starts sending me shit about elephants getting fucking beat and shit.
Oh, my God.
What was the one you sent me?
Get them.
Or send they kill something, like kill the lady or something. They kill the tourists. Yeah. I was like, I only want cute fucking animal videos, fuck nut.
Yeah.
I've seen – or because, you know, you see all these like, hey, this person saved a kitten. This person saved a little fox. This person saved – and I read online that what people are doing is they're purposely putting these kittens and these puppies in peril so that they can go and save them for likes. Oh, and then when you get more likes, you get more money, I guess.
There's a special place in hell.
Fucking pieces of shit, right? Because I looked it up because I watch them all the time and I'm like, how do these people constantly just stumble across animals in peril, you know? And so I was watching one and it's like this kitten in this mud. It's like covered in mud and it's like in a mud hole. And like barely like able to get out. It's like meow, meow. So they save it. They take the kitten out. But I'm like, how does this person have like a little container and a blanket and they just happen upon this kitten in the mud?
Okay, but you know for definitively that they faked it.
No, I don't know that they faked it.
This is what made
me think it though. Okay, I was like, so it just looks fake.
All right, but you don't know for a fact.
No, not that one. No.
Okay.
But I did. I was like, I Googled fake animal saving videos and – sure enough, yeah, that's what people do. God.
Poor cats, dogs, parrots, whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, it's mostly like a lot of like wildlife, but like those are the ones where you can tell like a coyote is trapped in a fucking in a snare,
like a fence or something,
or a fence, or something like that. A deer is like I saw a raccoon that got caught up in a car cover, and they had to cut the car cover away to save them.
Sure.
And it always seems like after that, the animals are so thankful that they hang around forever.
But
I would love to have me a raccoon or a baby deer hanging around the house.
Wouldn't that be awesome? House every night, man.
Yeah, well, you feed them, right? Don't you feed them cat food and stuff?
Whatever the cats don't finish during the day, the raccoons
eat. The raccoons come and eat.
I mean, they're not scared of me. Like, I could walk right up to them and stuff now. Yeah. So, you know, dude, just keep doing it. You'll get it.
Yeah, there's something about, like, when I lived at the Crooked House over in Port Monmouth. There's something to like getting those squirrels to take that peanut out of your hand. You're just like, yeah, man, I'm fucking communing with nature, motherfucker.
That's great, dude. Yeah. I got one of those bird buddy, bird houses. Have you seen this? It's got a camera in it. So you could watch the birds eat. Mm-hmm. It's just great, man.
Yeah.
I just put it on the TV. I let the birds come and they just eat.
But that just jogged my memory about the squirrels. I don't know if it's around here, but I know when I was in Colorado, they said that squirrels carry bubonic plague.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so you shouldn't be feeding them. If they scratch you when they're with their claw or something, taking that peanut, they might be a carrier. But I don't know if it's squirrels out on the East Coast, though.
I don't think Staten Island squirrels.
have bubonic plague.
Yeah, they got water between them and all the other squirrels, you know.
Was it a specific kind of squirrel? Or was it just gray squirrels?
Sure, I'm sure our producer – no, he's not? Okay, good. playing fucking Gem Quest.
He's looking up elephant stomping videos.
You really are at your fucking end rope with this guy, huh? Like you can't even contain it.
What'd I say?
You're saying that's not true?
What? No, I'm not at my rope's end. Well,
yeah?
All right. What made you say that?
I don't know. Just the way you look at it. Just the look in your eye.
And the terseness. Yeah. Ah, fuck it. He's played Jump Quest. Ground squirrels and other rodents can carry bubonic plague, a serious disease that can affect humans.
Park rangers warned anybody, and there were signs, do not feed the squirrels. They have bubonic plague. Yeah. They might carry bubonic plague. Hmm. Black death, Q.
What do you get? I mean, surely there's a cure for it by now, though.
Surely, but do you want to take the chance that there is, you know, just because you're able to fucking have Rascal take a peanut out of your fucking hand?
So you know you're foaming at the mouth. Man,
some days all I have is that fucking squirrel taking a peanut out of my hand. I can't give it up. I can't give it up. I won't do it. Yeah, although I've been following the bird flu stuff because they give like warnings on when you should stop feeding the outdoor birds so that they don't give each other the bird flu. So I'll have to stop feeding them for 2 weeks until you get you get the okay from the
what happens if you feed them?
Well, because they all congregate.
Okay.
And then they pass the bird flu to each other.
Congregate on your land, you mean on your lawn?
Yeah, because you're gathering all these birds like a party essentially, right. And they're getting sick. So everybody's supposed to not feed them for however long they tell you not to like, you know,
what happens?
Flatten the curve.
So what do they do for those 2 weeks? What do they eat then? Because aren't they relying on humans at this point?
No, then they forage for like, you know, trees and nuts and stuff, but they're doing it separately.
Birds eat nuts?
Sure.
Yeah. Some of the rangers.
Yeah, fucking blue jays eating all half the peanuts I put outside.
Oh, yeah. Blue jays are they're notorious.
I just didn't think they can get a nut down their gullet.
Dude, you'd be insane what these guys can do. And the blue jays sound fake. They fake their voice so they sound like hawks and they scare away the other birds and then they come in and they get the peanuts.
What about worms? I thought birds
are sure, they worms. Sure, they love
it. Or they just eat anything. Are they just like scavengers birds?
Yeah, I think they're
like seagulls are, right?
They'll eat just anything that's available?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. They're probably also eating worms, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that, though.
No? Yeah. You can go down to Walmart.
Get some worms.
Bait shot.
Put them in my mouth. Take them out.
Baby bird.
Yeah, yeah.
You're worried about the bird flu?
No, I'm not worried. I just try and do what.
Well, you're worried about a frog, and you're not worried about the bird flu?
Well, you know, a bird flu is like I don't know that I'm going to catch it. All I'm saying is the difference between a bird that flies in to eat some seed and a dude who wakes up sick and fucking goes into a windowless room that's baking. Like it's
what's
like
going
a
on over there? What's
here?
Going on over there? What's with that tone?
So I'm going to play fucking Bejeweled. Make me sick.
High path bird flu can enter your home and infect your cats. That's not good.
Yeah, that's got to be careful.
I got a cat problem, man.
What do you got?
I got a cat that lost a lot of weight. Salem, black cat. Yeah, he lost a bunch of weight. And we brought him to the vet the other day. And they said it's something with his liver.
Oh, yeah. Scott Sox has that.
Does she?
I mean, it's just an advanced age. You know, it's the.
Yeah, he's only 10, though. It seems like young for a cat, doesn't it? 10?
Liver and kidneys is what fails on cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep her weight on socks because she's so not. She doesn't have much of an appetite. So it's a constant battle to get her to eat. And she, you know, she gets all bony and everything, and
he's bony too. I was petting him a week ago, and I was like, Jesus Christ, when did he
feel his spine?
Because I could feel his spine and his ribs and stuff.
It sucks. Like, when did he get so bony? Prepared chicken, like hot prepared chicken. If that chicken then sits overnight, like you know, we put the extra for breakfast.
Yeah,
turns your nose out. It has to be freshly prepared chicken.
Fresh chicken. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He's been stealing the kittens' food. Like he likes to eat the kittens' food. And for a while, I was like, in the beginning, Sam, get out of there. You know, get out, leave the food alone. But now I'm just like, go ahead.
Anything you want to eat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember in the last few years, Benjamin's life, he had his spine was like shark fins. Like it just came through. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the liver. Yeah, that's what they said too. That it was the liver issues. Mm-hmm.
Well, they're not talking about shit like this on the Secret Stash podcast, bud.
No,
that's why they're able to keep the energy up and everything like that. They're talking about
those fucking dumb looks on their faces.
Yeah, fun stuff. Like, we're over here talking about dead animals and fucking bird flu.
All right. Let's turn this bitch around.
Yeah, all right.
Fun to talk about.
Okay,
then.
Let me see. What else do I got here? I mean, we do have Jimmy the Hair Guy's demands.
From the
this is ongoing, is it?
Yeah. It is, yeah, because Jimmy the Hair Guy, let me see.
I haven't heard from him.
No?
Not directly,
Does he have your number?
No.
Okay, well, that's a reason why you didn't hear from him.
Good reason,
then. Yeah.
How would you have heard from him, then?
It would be upsetting if I did hear from him. He has gotten to me through three members of Tom Steve Dave Town, and he seemed very concerned.
Rightfully so.
But I don't think he should be concerned. How does it affect him at all?
Well, he doesn't want to upset, rock the boat, if you will, Q's boat.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you writing him off for any future things if you are even slightly irked. He worries that he won't get the invite for the next thing.
Well, he won't. He's right. He's right about that. I brought him on the cruise and now this, I thought he would come and now that's it. It's fine. He doesn't have to come to things.
This is what he says. I don't know why Q thinks I need a paycheck to be there. Michelle didn't want to spend the money on the hotel and flight. So that's what's stopping me from going.
Which is fine.
There's a Juggalo event that weekend I was going to go to instead, but I can bail on that for Q West in a heartbeat. I'd do anything for Q. I just can't afford the fucking trip. I'm sweating fucking bullets.
Oh man. He doesn't have to smoke. What the?
You're sweating bullets,
Jimmy. Right. You do not have to sweat any bullets, but it's if it's set on the air, for God's sakes, you shouldn't be sweating bullets. Kind of goofing, buddy. That's what I said through LaDon, though. I was like, just tell him I'm goofing.
Yeah.
Just doing a goof. Relax. It's fine. I didn't even think I was that hard on him. I was just asking questions. Well, what was presented to me?
On Jimmy the Hair Guy?
Yeah, I just said what Chuck said. I didn't come in here angry and stuff. I literally was like, this is what I heard. Let me hear some opinions on it.
He has representation.
Yeah. He's got representation. He's got an agent.
This is from Johnny Law. I hope this message finds you well. This is to Walt. I'm reaching out to formally introduce my client, the exceptionally talented entertainer Jimmy the Hair Guy. If your event is seeking that it factor, a dynamic presence to energize a crowd and set the tone with unbridled energy. Sounds like a Secret Stash Pod. Then look no further. Jimmy is the perfect addition to your lineup. My industry insider contacts has informed me that Brian Q. Quinn is curating the entertainment roster for Q West, aiming to feature only the most engaging and high-caliber performers. Given Jimmy's reputation and the electrifying stage presence, he would be a valuable asset to this historic event. And then there's a list of what he needs.
Oh, a rider.
It doesn't seem like it's that much.
Okay.
VIP access for the duration of the event.
Obviously, he'd have that, yeah.
Round-trip airfare.
Okay.
Hotel accommodations.
Okay.
Full access to the mansion.
Okay.
Potential appearance fee to be negotiated. You can negotiate that down to zero, I bet. he would also be the towel boy for the duration of the event.
Well, there is. We are having a party at this fucking pool club. That's awesome. So he probably would be able to come.
I would love to have Jimmy the Hair Guy dry my nuts off.
Yeah. All right, now we're talking. Now he's putting something actionable forward.
Okay, we appreciate your time and consideration. I look forward to the opportunity to collaborate. Please let us know how we can move forward in making this happen. Best regards, Johnny Law.
That's nice.
What a guy.
What a guy. Johnny Law.
I told Johnny if he wants to start representing, tell him Steve Dave Town residents. The guy he's got to get, if he wants big bucks, if I don't know how much he's getting, if he's getting 10% from Jimmy. The key acquisition would be Sunday Jeff. I think that would be
Law nailed him as a client.
Yeah, and then then he was representing Sunday because Sunday never goes anywhere.
Right.
So then if he goes to an event, ants will lose their minds.
It's true that people were – I was looking at Twitter the other day, X whatever, and it was like, who's your favorite Tuesday Town resident? Mm-hmm. And Sunday Jeff popped up a lot.
Yeah.
People love Sunday Jeff.
You can't see him anywhere.
Unless you go to the stash on Sundays. Yeah.
But like in Florida, you're not going to see him.
No.
But like, so if he was at Key West, those four tickets,
yeah,
they'd be gone.
They'd be gone. I agree. Well, that's the other thing. Like, I don't want to open up negotiations with Jimmy until the tickets are gone, because I don't want him to think that we need him to sell tickets.
Oh, yeah, that's a smart tactic.
Yeah. Whereas Sunday, Jeff, if he would sign on, I would give flight, airfare.
And an appearance fee?
And an appearance
fee. Whoa.
Sunday Jeff, I'll go in my pocket.
Sunday Jeff likes to travel and he's not afraid to fly.
I mean, if Sunday Jeff's willing to do it, I mean, sure. I mean, what am I, an asshole? Obviously, I would want Sunday Jeff. Yeah.
Then I got to come up with something to task Sunday Jeff with for Space Monkeys.
Yeah. I was like, what? Like,
he's never been on stage, has he? Has he been on? Oh, yeah. Well, we did the
Gramercy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let me see what you guys think of this. This is the first thing that comes to mind with Sunday Jeff. Like, do a raffle. Like, we've talked about how the golf carts, you could cruise around the streets at night and it's like really sweet, mm-hmm. beautiful, calming. If like we raffle off a 15-minute ride with Sunday Jeff just cruising around the streets of Key West.
Get to talk to Sunday Jeff. Intimate ride. Intimate conversation.
You know, somebody, there'll be a driver up front, a chaperone, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, who won't say anything. Just keep him mouth shut. And we'll drive Sunday Jeff and this lucky winner, guy or girl, mm-hmm. around for a 15-minute cruise around Duval.
And what do you charge for that raffle ticket?
That's a good question. What do you think?
$10?
$10 is the number that popped in my head. Yeah.
What's the money go to? You?
Well,
to defray the cost of Sunday Jeff.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's got to go to pay for Sunday Jeff. You know what? We'll do a split that's favorable to Sunday Jeff. You know?
All right.
So, you know, Johnny Law, if you want to get another client on and get him down there, that's worth the money.
Johnny'll be there too.
He's coming?
Yeah.
Oh,
he'll be in Florida.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Wait, he's going to the event, though?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, you guys didn't know that?
No. Well, that's cool.
Oh, shit. You mean he just went? He just bought a ticket and went?
Yeah.
Oh, what a novel. What a novel fucking thing.
Oh, he's a lawyer, not a postal worker.
Yeah, part-time postal worker, yeah.
The Tony Sarkant is going. The guy who built the robot.
Oh, really?
I got word he's going. Yeah, there's some notables talented. Going. Oh, he is super talented, man. Yeah. But
MJ is going, you know, with the red hair and the.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah,
they're going?
Yeah.
Very cool.
MJ and Savannah are going.
All right. So there's a nice, you know, contingent. So I'm sorry, Jimmy, the hair guy doesn't.
You felt the need to hold out and play hardball.
It's okay. No problem. It's no problem, Jimmy. Jimmy, don't worry about it, buddy. There'll be no repercussions. I'm only kidding. I feel like I have to be clear with Jimmy because he sounded really upset. Like, I'm kidding, bud. You're fine.
You remember I got that? I had those track suits a couple years ago. I bought a couple track suits.
Yeah, they were the velour ones.
Yeah. Now, one of them is a Puff Daddy, a Diddy. Now, is that still okay to wear?
What does it say on it?
I think it says, what does it say? It might say Sean John on it or something. It says, whatever it says on this upper left breast area, it's identifies him.
If I'm you, I slap a four gold Tiemann's patch on that.
Yeah, just sew it right on.
You're good to go. You're good to go.
It's true. It's all that identifies.
He had his own brand of tracksuits?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Bet you it was expensive, huh?
It wasn't really that bad. I think it was like $110 for both pieces. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't really like that much.
Did you see that they identified the identity of Jack the Ripper?
No. What?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Dude, I look at the news every day and I never see this shit. Where are you finding this?
Saw it online.
Really?
It was a 23-year-old barber who was under suspicion.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he was put into a mental institution for what they think now would be deemed schizophrenia.
Right.
But somehow they have DNA. Maybe, I don't know how they would have DNA for all these many years later. But yeah, you could Google it. It's a 20-something-year-old barber who was under the cloud of suspicion at the time.
Wow. But I mean, you feel like this would be
bigger news
everywhere.
Yeah. I thought so too, and that made me think, like, is this just something that just – it's been so long that nobody cares anymore?
I don't know. It's Jack the Ripper, man. He's literally, like, the most famous serial killer in history. I think that would be big.
It wasn't that big.
Maybe it's a theory.
It's
just another theory?
No, no. It was – it's true. It was – I saw it. It was in the news. Do you wish that it had never been solved, or do you – like – I think we're so far removed from it. It's been so many centuries later that the victims and the victims' families are all gone. So there's no like – there's nothing for those people. So you can say like I wish there's some mysteries that don't get solved. There needs to be mystery.
I agree. I think like if it turns out to be some fucking schizo barber, then I wish we never found out. But if it was like some rich
one
lord
of the royals or something,
who's like whose reputation like takes a hit, mm-hmm. then I want to know.
Right.
This guy Aaron Kaminsky was found to be a 100% DNA match to Jack the Ripper.
But how do they have his DNA?
A descendant of Kaminsky made the revelation possible. So that familial DNA.
Yeah, but how? What are they comparing it to?
I don't know where
there must have been clothing. Maybe that was saved.
Let's see. Is it a confirmed match? According to the Mail, a legal team was hired to gain an inquest after a 100% DNA match was found. Descendants of both. Okay, so this looks like somebody who was related to one of the victims. Oh, okay. So here you go. Historian Russell Edwards said that he has identified Jack the Ripper as Aaron Kaminsky through a DNA match of a shawl found at the scene of one of his murders. So I guess there was some, maybe got some blood on it or something. Kaminsky, who was age 23 at the time of the murders, has long been considered a suspect. He had schizophrenia and was in a mental asylum at the time of his death in 1919. Thanks to Kaminsky's oldest brother's great-great-granddaughter, the revelation was made after they provided a DNA sample.
Okay, I mean, all things being even, like if they found his DNA on the crime scene and he was a suspect anyway, that sounds pretty good.
It sounds like they solved it.
It sounds like – I mean, you know, there might be more to this that I'm not seeing obviously, but in fact, there definitely is more to it. But I'm willing to right now, for the sake of this conversation, be satisfied that they caught Jack
the
Ripper.
That they got him?
Yeah.
No picture of him or anything.
Of Kaminsky?
Yeah, like no painting or like one of those weird like old-timey pictures, you know?
Kaminsky's? Is he Polish, this guy?
Kaminsky. I don't know.
But I believe so, yeah.
I can't imagine the
Polish immigrant who came to Whitechapel in 1881.
How many photographs would have survived from your great-great-great-great-grandfather who was fucking institutionalized?
Probably not many.
How many pictures are you saving, the family saving?
Probably not many. But even like bad guys in the Old West, you know, at least, there's always those old pictures of them.
Well, you see, this guy found a photo of Billy the Kid playing polo. And sold it. He bought it for like $10 and he just sold it for $2 million.
Really?
It's like only the second confirmed photo of Billy the Kid. It was him and the Regulators playing polo. Right.
Wasn't Billy the Kid a bad guy?
Yeah.
It depends on, you know, which way you want to look at
so
history.
So the Regulators were a good guy. So why are they playing polo with him?
No, he was one of the Regulators. He was one of the Lincoln County Regulators.
Oh, I thought the Regulators were Regulators.
Yeah, that was them. They were fighting corruption.
With an outlaw?
They were all alloys, man.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that movie in a long time.
I don't know if the movie's that accurate. I love those movies, though, dude. Young Guns 1 and 2 is like – I legitimately love those movies. They were like those part of those movies in my childhood that I was like, man, I fucking made me love Westerns, those movies.
I must have got my ass kicked over Young Guns 2.
Yeah?
Yeah. There was a guy who used to come to the video store way back, you know, when I worked at – Quick Check and RST. And he, the day before, he said, hey, hold on to Young Guns 2 for me tomorrow when it comes out.
Yeah.
And I said, sure. So I held on to it. He never came. I closed the store and somebody like at the last minute, somebody was like, hey, do you got Young Guns 2? So I was like, yeah, sure. I got it. And, rented it to him. And then I went over to the store, you know, to Quick Stop and he came over there. And he's like, you got that movie? And I was like, no, I didn't think you were coming. So I rented it out. I thought for sure he was going to kick my ass.
Really?
It's Leonardo. He's that kind of guy. You know, he was one of those white trash types.
It's like I'm living in Clerks right now. This is so exciting.
It wasn't exciting at the time. Yeah. He was pissed. Yeah. And he could have definitely beaten me up.
How'd you make amends?
Like, I just said, I'll get it for you tomorrow.
Hey, man. No, I'm your huckleberry.
Let me ask you. No, I just was – that's all I could do. I was like, sorry, man. I was like, I'll save it for you tomorrow.
You guys only got one copy?
No, I'm sure like I kept the last copy out. Oh, okay. And then yeah. You know, had to rent it.
I used to do that at Blockbuster. I used to put – copies of movies in the drawer, popular one when Jurassic Park came out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd wait for like a pretty girl to be like, do you have Jurassic Park? And I'd be like, all right, I was taking this home to my mom tonight, but you could have that copy. So I you know, that's always a good trick in the video game.
Translate into anything?
Once or twice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, once or twice. So, you know, really? You get into like going to a bar or something, where are you going to be tonight type stuff. Yeah.
Watching Young Guns, douchebag.
Wait, what? Yeah.
So now they just want to be able to tie the murder legally.
All right. Let's fucking nail this guy.
I'm surprised.
Having him legally named in court.
Because I felt like there was kind of a, not disappointment, but a feeling of like, I wish there are some things that don't get solved because it's just cool to have some of those, when, who was it?
Yeah.
Unsolved
like
mystery.
Zodiac.
Yeah. Well, no. I want that one to be solved because there's actually people that are still alive that are affected by it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Though I don't want – yeah, those people deserve justice, but I'm saying they don't – these people.
These dead horse.
Yeah.
Say it.
But there's nobody alive is affected by that at this point. So right. That's why it's a little bit easier to say like, man, I just wish that there were some – mysteries that remain unsolved. It's just kind of cool for the
I understand that
for that kind of
because the world doesn't really have much
no
anymore.
It feels like
everything's
yeah.
solvable
yeah, or, yeah like you could Google islands in the middle of the ocean that people have never set foot on and shit. Like there's no more monsters off the edge of the map, so it would be yeah. kind of you're right. I agree with you. It's nice to have like mysteries yeah. and
because it wouldn't really like you said it's not going to affect anybody today. It's not going to really matter that they're like we got him now let's bust
even,
him.
Look, even the fucking relative is so eager to fucking give up his DNA. I want to be related to yeah. fucking Jack the Ripper.
Right.
Please let it be me.
Does that change your life if you find out you're related to Jack the Ripper, or it's fine? Do you do anything different?
Ooh, that's. I don't think it changes my life for the negative.
Right.
I think I'll make use of it on the podcast somehow. Yeah. You know? But I'm sure.
I mean, the Baron kind of does look like he could be a Jack the Ripper-esque type.
That top hat and shit? Yeah, coming
but
at
there's,
you.
But absolutely, though, there would be like nauseous feeling, though, if like I was tied to like more recent serial killers. That would be fucked yeah. up. But Jack the Ripper feels like it's not even real. If, you know,
yeah, like your cousins with Dennis Radar or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there were bars in Manhattan named Jack the Ripper Pub and shit. It's like it's a brand at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. But, I mean, is it – if in reading that article a little bit more, is it like a strong theory? Like are you able to dismiss this? Could you be like, hey, man, the guy could have just fucking dropped his shawl. That doesn't really say anything. Like can we still believe in the mystery?
Just happens to be a barber, works with sharp objects, has schizophrenia, is committed so bad he's committed in the 1800s.
Yeah, but I read a book about it.
This is a guy who's written two books about Jack the Ripper just for
– What are they called?
Hold on. It's – internet's very slow.
I read one and this one guy was pretty adamant that it was a Mason and the whole thing was like a Mason cover.
A Freemason? One of those
– Freemason.
Oh, shit.
And made a great case for it, for like it being like – so this guy could just be the patsy, that shawl, you know. They didn't know DNA, but maybe they're like somebody will identify the shawl.
But you think the Masons are still actively trying to cover it up though?
No, but what they set in motion – I mean, yes.
Really?
Sure.
You think the Masons of today are like the Masons back when shit was fucking all about witchcraft and shit?
I think it's
now
possible.
Now today it's more about like, hey, we're going to have fucking wings and watch the Super Bowl and shit. We're gonna, you know, they ain't doing any of that fucking witchcraftery shit.
Either that or you've fallen for it. Or they are running the world.
So here's the great-great-granddaughter, Karen Miller. She said that having the killer's name in official records would bring justice to victims who weren't able to get justice so long ago. It has all been about him, this iconic name, but people have forgotten about the victims who did not have justice at the time. What about the real name of the person who did this? Having the real name person legally named in court, which can consider all the evidence would be a form of justice for the victims. It would mean a lot to me, to my family, and to a lot of the people who have had this crime solved. Right. So that's what you have. So if you find out you're related to Jack the Ripper, do you feel any personal satisfaction that it's found out, like, who he is?
No, because, yeah.
Like, the victims got justice.
Can
I mean,
bring that, is that a picture of him? Get him? Of, yeah. Of the
computer generated. What is it based on?
Probably
DNA, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he looks like he works at Jersey Coin and Gold. Does he?
Oh, he was Jewish, this guy. That's not going to be good for them.
No?
No, the Jews are in a tough spot right now. They don't want any more attention.
Yeah, they got people protesting against them.
Yeah, it's a tough spot right now for the tribe. So, yeah, I'm sure they don't want this on their resume right now.
If you can pick the next mystery to be unsolved.
Well, what is it going to be, boys? Do we want to know who killed Kennedy, or do we want to know if there are aliens?
I think the world can't handle aliens. I truly don't. Yeah. I don't think we can handle much at this stage.
Okay.
I think JFK we could handle. I think most people.
About the moon landing.
I don't think that's a good one to reveal either. I think that one would be that would be fucking super disillusioning to. Wow.
But so wouldn't Kennedy
country.
Too? Because like if the government was involved with Kennedy. Then yeah,
but a lot of people assume that already, right?
Yeah, I think people have come to expect the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Kennedy one is the one that we could digest the easiest as a world. That moon or aliens is going to really start a spiral effect, I believe.
The moon you could look at as like, look, we were in a space race with Russia. We didn't want to lose to them. We didn't want to look like punks, so hey, we fucking faked it. Sorry. Blame Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah.
That's not going to hold water, though.
But the JFK thing is like, we murdered a sitting president?
Yeah, but like,
that's crazy.
He was going to make things better, so we blew his brains out.
Yeah.
You open Pandora's box and you reveal that you faked one of mankind's greatest achievements.
Yeah.
You are not getting the benefit of the doubt on anything ever again.
What if we just faked the first one and then the rest were real? They're like, look, we juiced it a little bit, but we really got there. Like, would that soften it?
No. No. Nobody would believe the next excursions were real either then.
But you could see the landing sites on the moon. Like, you could get telescopes that are strong enough to see it.
So why'd you bring that up then? Well, it's without a doubt that we went to the moon?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So that's not a mystery then.
But that first one.
You think the first one's still up for debate?
I mean, we're just talking. I believe everything, man. I believe we landed on the moon. I'm just saying, like, what sort of ones are we looking to open the cracked on the files if Jack the Ripper was gone?
For argument's sake, if the moon is a mystery that would be revealed to have been faked, I don't think it would go down well for America and its standing and its ability to. ever weigh in or have the trust be ripped away that you can never trust anything.
Wow, I think you're putting too much weight on it. I think people would be able to handle that. Aliens, I agree with. Aliens, I don't think.
But you're talking about mankind's greatest achievement.
Yeah, but if they – look, I think we got there. But I think if there was a cover-up, it was the first one was fake to buy us more time to get there for real, which sucks because that means that the first person to walk on the moon isn't getting the credit they deserve. You know, Buzz is taking up all that air, but I think we got there.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if – I think the only one that could be digested is JFK because I believe 90% of people don't believe the
– Right.
The story that's been circulated all these many years.
Isn't he releasing these? Get him. Isn't Trump releasing this stuff?
Supposedly, yeah.
Oh, man.
He said that last time, too, though.
New Congressional Task Force believes two shooters were involved in the assassination.
He also said he was going to release the drone shit, and he
The drone shit, is there a less satisfying fucking end to that whole thing where they're like, the government weighed in, they said it's for research.
Yeah.
Researching what? Yeah, that's
– That is not releasing anything.
Yeah, that's not saying shit.
Yeah, that's another like cop-out though of Trump saying he's going to do something and he didn't do it.
Yeah, that's bullshit. What other mysteries do we have? We got Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
Loch Ness Monster. Lost Colony of Roanoke. That's pretty interesting. The Escape from Alcatraz.
Do I have to Area tell everybody 51. Or can I just find out?
What do you mean?
Like if Jack, the conversation here is.
No, I mean, like I think the world, the world finds out that the next big mystery.
It would be fascinating if it turned out that aliens were real. And the government's been talking to them.
Yeah.
Like, what happens? Like, what do you think happens? Like, what happens to society?
I think it shakes people to the very core. It's just like
they don't get up and go to work the next day.
I think a certain segment will. I think you'll see the office coach and Sunday Jeff still at their posts. I truly do.
That wasn't in any way for humorous. Yeah, those guys. But what are you doing?
And this is what? Aliens?
Aliens. Aliens. Like we find out Roswell, there was a crash. They did have a corpse and parts of a wreckage that juiced our technology. I had a few decades that got us to where we are today.
What do I do? I mean, it would be – it's so much to take in. It's almost like too much information. I don't know how to process it. I don't think most people know how to process. I think it's a slow process of that kind of mind-boggling information. And the first you want to know is –
Uh-oh, here comes that frog.
Oh, God. It's jumping all over the table.
Excuse my frog.
I'm definitely getting sick.
I can feel a little hot, too.
Tell him, Steve Dane.
There would have to be spawns of that, right? You know that's the first thing they try to do is create a hybrid, right?
I think
alien human.
They're fucking around with alien DNA, sure.
Right, creating spawns.
Are they saying that, or they're just acknowledging that it was an alien space?
That alien autopsy was real.
Yeah, holy shit! Remember that? Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you go to set the next day, or do you call out and be like, guys, we can't record an episode of Jokers? I mean, the fucking world just found out aliens exist.
I think I go to set. I think I just try to be like, look, they existed before. Like, just now that I know about it doesn't
change much.
You can bring the
– I got a comedy festival in 2 months. I can't
you can bring the funny with that kind of weight hanging over you.
I don't know how much weight there would be. I think part of me would be like, yeah, it makes sense that there were aliens. Like, I don't know that I would see it as this giant, almost religious, life-changing event. It would be. But not, I think, to the point that I'd have to reassess my whole life.
Well, it's different than like
– KMS wants to weigh in. 148 has an intelligent – okay.
What if the government reaches out and says we need help communicating with them and want you to explain – you and the Jokers to explain.
I think we've done this exact bit before. We did this exact bit.
And he was going to play Led Zeppelin for him.
Yeah, I would still take the job. But even if they were just like, look – it was an alien crash. There was a body. We've never seen them again. Like that's all the evidence we have. Everything else is bullshit. All the fucking abductions, that's all bullshit. Lights in the sky is all bullshit. This is the real deal. This is what we found.
Why should I believe you? Why should I believe you? Everything else is bullshit.
Yeah.
Why should I believe you?
They're opening the books.
Why should I believe the books?
You shouldn't.
You lied to me forever since the very
Trump
first time.
Trump didn't lie. Trump got in there and exposed the truth. He was the one. He's the one that got in there. And was like,
he's the one that
he's
going
to be
aliens?
The one to reveal aliens.
Oh, okay. Isn't that what he's doing here? He's talking about aliens and JFK. So he opens those files and says,
"I don't even think Trump knows the real answers."
But if you – oh, I see. You would be like, this is even foul.
Yeah, this is – they gave the – Trump, here's a crumb.
It's the Freemasons.
Here's the tip of the iceberg.
Yes. Yeah. The Freemasons are calling it.
Yeah.
And also, like, when Trump does produce this shit, is it all going to be fucking redacted? Like 95% of it has black lines through it. So you're like, well, I can't – still can't tell what happened.
Yeah.
I thought his whole point was he don't give a fuck. He wants you to see.
Did you also hear about the – I think there's a – now, I think the percentages go up every day, but there's a meteor that's like a meteor that's going to hit the Earth.
That
like,
I did
3% like chance that it's going to hit.
City but
it's
killer.
Constantly changing, the percentages keep growing.
Wow. Where do you think? Do they know where it'll hit? Did
I
they do
don't
that?
Know, I don't know if they know where it'll hit yet, but.
If you ask Pam, it's going to be our house.
I mean, what sort of level of I haven't looked into enough to know what danger in. What level of destruction are we talking about?
I saw an animated thing. Did you see the animated, like, it hits and then, like, the whole – it's they call it a city killer.
Okay.
Like, if it hit New York, it would destroy the entire city.
But if it hits
– Staten Island, too?
Nah, that shit bounce right off. Fuck out of here, asteroid.
Maybe it falls
fuck out of here.
That asteroid's black.
Get the fuck out of here. Asteroid's black. Stenel's not like that anymore, man.
No?
No.
Welcoming?
Do you
– arms wide open.
Oh, okay.
Do you relocate if they find out that they pinpoint the coordinates where it's expected to hit?
New York?
Do you ride it out or you're like – or do you like, well, I'm going to have to relocate?
I'll be like, what dates are that?
I think it's 2034.
Good on the Key West.
Yeah, I think by 2034 I should be down there by then anyway. So, yeah. It would be pretty upset. Did you see the footage of that – of the plane – remember there was like a second plane crash?
Here's the city killing.
Last week? Holy shit. Look
what,
at
Motley
that.
Crue? Vince Neil's plane?
No, no. There was like a plane – there were like three plane crashes recently, right?
There was the one in D.C., then there was one in Philadelphia.
The one in Philly. The ring cam footage of it?
Yes.
It's insane. Like the notion that I would ever survive a plane crash was completely taken from me.
Yeah.
It lands so fast, and the fireball is so fucking,
it's fucking
big.
Huge.
You're like, this is not – I would never survive this. Like it really opened my eyes up because I was always like, all right, I'll duck my head in and you know maybe I'll be lucky enough to fucking survive. It was – brutal, man.
Yeah.
What do you think the rash of plane crashes is all about?
I mean, fuck, I don't know, dude. I mean, they probably have always been this many plane crashes, right?
And like, no way. Just,
yeah, like small,
the smaller
like,
ones,
not
the smaller
on top
ones
of each
seem
other
to crash
like
a lot.
Yeah,
well, far more than jets. You know, like.
But did you see the Motley Crue? Neil had his private plane crashed.
Yeah, like ran into another plane on the tarmac or something.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't see that.
And people were making jokes about it, obviously. But it's the first thing that crossed my mind, too, was it's like, I can't believe Vince Neil has his own fucking
plane.
Has his own plane, right? In 2025.
Right.
That's insane.
Those guys made a lot of money back in the day.
They still tour.
Yeah.
That's nuts, though. Yeah. I mean, you think Bon Jovi still has a plane?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yeah. That guy's rich. Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about guys with like – Bon Jovi probably has hundreds of millions of dollars. Like one of those planes is only a couple million.
And they don't even, you don't even have to buy it. Like you buy one fourth share of it.
Yeah.
And then you're something like a timeshare. I know Bret Michaels has one. So, you know.
Damn.
I mean he's still touring, he's still doing fucking arenas and stuff like that, or stadiums with that band. So, you know, they're there. They're out there doing it, man. Those guys back in the day made so much fucking money.
You know? I would have thought they would have like blown it all by now on coke and fucking mansions and failed
fast cars, women.
It sounds fun.
It sounds awesome.
It sounds like a blast, actually.
It sounds like Vince put his money, you know, like he invested wisely, that he still has a plane. And I think somebody actually died in that crash. Somebody survived it, though.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the girlfriend survived it or something.
Wait, he was in the plane?
He wasn't in the plane.
Oh, all right.
His girlfriend was.
Yeah, it was like in Texas or something.
Do you have to marry her now?
That's a fucking – that flight costs at least $25,000 to get off the ground. And he's just sending his girlfriend out to fucking fly in that thing?
Do you have to marry her now after he crashes? You're like,
No.
No?
No. No way.
They killed his beloved pilot and injured his girlfriend.
Why is she not just being like, I'll fly commercial? Like, I'm not going to make you fucking lay out $50,000 to get me there and back.
Vince! I want to go to Coachella. Vince!
Well, then maybe he wants her on as many planes as possible. I want to go to Coachella.
She looks like the type that would be saying that. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's pretty hot, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, now I would send all the plane.
But, like,
well,
you know,
I'm getting the plane now.
You have to marry her.
I don't think so.
Well, she's going to take everything.
Why?
She's going to take all Vince's money.
If she insurance on those planes. Let her sue the company.
She suffered 5 broken ribs.
I'm going after all that fucking crew money, maybe.
Ooh.
And a good lawyer would, too.
Yeah, shout out to the devil.
No way, man. She broke ribs, though? That sweet thing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. He's, you know. I just think, like, when you're flying on private planes, like, I don't know that juries are going to be like, let's award it to her. They're going to be like, fuck you, lady.
I don't think so. Like, you get a good lawyer. Like,
they're going to look at how gorgeous she is. Like, oh, did you break 5 ribs on your private plane?
Mr. Neil, how exclusive or how diligent were you on the upkeep of your private jet?
He's not supposed to be out there.
He's out there with a wrench.
Yeah. that's a flex, man. Sending a private plane to get a lady.
Oh, man.
That's pretty good.
I mean, you thought fucking holding Jurassic Park behind the counter was a fucking flex.
I was working with what I had, buddy. That's all I could do. All I had was that one fucking copy of Jurassic Park.
Did they have those knockoff movies back then?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you know, when a big movie came out, there was like
– Yeah.
Like The Asylum.
Like Jurassic Land.
Yeah.
Oh,
hey, honey,
yeah.
I don't have Jurassic Park, but here's Jurassic Land. Would that work?
They called them mockbusters.
Yes.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
With those – I would imagine those would work on Staten Island girls.
No.
They're simple.
They're demanding. They want the real thing. I'm there to give it to them.
They weren't chewing their gum, looking at it, kind of like, I guess it looks like dinosaurs.
Yeah. All right. Let's fuck.
I'll suck your cock. Let's go. Let's go in my car.
Best job I ever had in my life.
I'll be right with you. I got to go suck this fucking video jockey's cock.
We're going in a car. She's got a dog in there. The dog can't be left alone. So it's going to be weird.
Oh, there we go. I can't believe. Has that gone the way of the Dodo Bird, the mockbusters?
And Diane Ladd is not a small name. I mean, she was she was pretty big for a while. Carnosaur.
I think Clint Howard's anymore, in that one. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Clint Howard.
What, do they still do that, though? Do they still try to, like,
asylum.
Trot out?
The Asylum does
it. They still do them. It's not as, like.
It's not as much money in it probably anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's all like.
Because it's like those videos are not next to the exact same video, like on the Blockbuster shelf, so people don't accidentally pick it up anymore. Yeah.
You think how many instances of legitimate, like, I thought I was fucking getting Jurassic Park and I got. Well, some of them, like, how many times do you think it was legitimately like, fuck?
I'll bet you it happens. Because they had, like, a War of the Worlds that looked exactly like the other cover.
Yeah.
Well, like, some of them, they call it War of the Worlds, though, I think. Yeah, but that doesn't make it War of the Worlds.
Right.
Not the one that you're looking for.
Right, but there's a big difference between, you know, Jurassic Land and Jurassic Park and making that mistake.
I'll bet you with some people, no, not that much. Dude, you're talking about Staten Island.
Come on, man. How dare you guys.
So it crashed when it was the Motley Crue jet. I guess they crashed when they were landing. Oof. Wait, no. Yeah, the landing gear failure caused the aircraft to veer off the runway and ram into a parked Gulfstream 200.
Okay, he doesn't have to marry her then, but how long does he have to wait before breaking up with her then?
She's got those ribs, got to heal up. But why does he want to break up with her? She's hot.
He's fucking Vince Neil. There's another girl that's going to want a plane ride as soon as that one gets fucking fixed.
When you look at it that way, sure, yeah. I mean, you know.
But how long does he legitimately have to be?
If you're looking at it from that handle, I don't think he's got to wait at all. He's Vince Neil. What does he care?
Oh, but he's still a human being, though. Even he can't be that fucking cruel.
Ribs heal,
but so just when the ribs
heal. I don't
know.
These rock guys.
A year? I would think a year.
6 months.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, is that footage of it? I don't know, man. I think these rock guys – I mean, he's older now though, man. He's probably like doesn't want the chaos.
No.
Of, like, breaking up and getting a new girl all the time and shit. Because eventually you're going to get a fight. Here it is.
Just getting in. There it
goes. Oh, shit. That is not good.
Nah.
Mm. Fucking bad. I've been in some bad landings, but nothing like that.
So the guy – it says his close Vince Neil's close friend and horse trainer is the one who is giving all this information, telling TMZ all this stuff, saying that Vince Neil wanted to enjoy the beach before his flight, and then goes on to say he posted a picture of himself and the girlfriend, I guess. As we close in on Valentine's Day, a holiday reserved for love and human connection.
See, even Vince has got a fucking – he's got to acknowledge Valentine's Day.
Yeah, please hold those you love close to you safe in the arms of love.
See?
Remember what your needs are for, because this can all be gone in an instant.
They're fine. They're not gone in an instant.
No.
They're
fine. You
also
use the word love three times in one sentence.
I mean, like when you get that call, you hope the person who's making the call has the wherewithal to be like, everybody's fine. You know what I mean? Start
right
like
out of
that.
The gate, yeah.
Like, everybody's fine.
Everybody wasn't fine. No.
Well, everybody's alive. No, no, everybody wasn't alive.
Nobody wasn't alive.
She's fine. Okay. yeah. Oh, my God. That call. You're like, your plane crashed and somebody you know well enough to fly around on your private jet's dead. Oof, that's bad. Not as bad as being on the plane, but bad shit. Again, this is why we can't come out of the gate with energy, man. We're talking about
death.
Yeah, a lot of death, yeah. A lot of bird flu, a lot of fate conspiracies over here.
Got some fat news.
Fat news. Ooh, chicken.
Chomp chomp.
Yeah, we're following up on the 500-pound rapper.
Oh,
who's suing Lyft. She went to do a interview at the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne the God.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes in. I actually saw it. She goes into the studio to do the radio show. Charlamagne the God is a radio DJ. Dank DeMoss, who's described herself as obese and a big, beautiful woman, walked into the studio, sat down in a wheeled office chair before the interview started, and immediately looked uncomfortable. "This is the only seat y'all got?" DeMoss asked. And then they had to pull up a fucking couch for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, "This is what I'm talking about. Good. This is accommodation."
She's going to sue them?
She's going to sue Lyft.
Yeah.
Okay. So then Charlamagne was like, "Well, why should people have to accommodate her?" And she retorted, "Why not?" I mean, give me a fucking break, man. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's a big girl.
She's huge.
That's a big girl.
She needs – bigger people should be accommodated just like we accommodate the LGBTQ community.
Oh, boy.
Fucking wow. I mean, come on.
Whoa.
I don't care.
Whoa. She's going to start with you.
There's, I don't care. Dank DeMoss.
You're going to be in a fucking – you're going to be in a feud with her.
That would be great. A rap feud?
They don't end well.
If I get shot, you think? Dank DeMoss,
there'll be like a van rolling up that'll be like severely lopsided.
Shit, it's Dank DeMoss.
The window will go down and you'll be gone.
Yeah, like I think you have balls if you're like, I'm going to sue them for discriminating against me.
At this point,
I can only fit on a couch.
She's milking this publicity.
Right.
That's all it's
happening.
She's
hoping that people become aware of her.
She's hoping
that
Tell Steve Dave is going to talk about this.
Yeah.
And we're falling right into her traps, man.
She hit Lyft with a lawsuit last month, and Lyft, the big pussies that they are, said Lyft unequivocally condemns all forms of discrimination. We believe in a community where everyone is treated with equal respect and mutual kindness.
But what the fuck else are they
going to
say?
The spokesperson said, "Why say anything? We know what you're going to say.
Then they
so
should
why
just
say
settle. Then,
yeah, just settle.
Just settle.
Just be done with it.
It's
going to cost more in lawyer
fees.
Yeah, but
then if you settle, though, then you're opening
it's a
you're
dangerous
opening
precedent.
Doors. Yeah, yeah. Don't.
I'm sorry, but like, look, I see accommodations being made for like people who are handicapped.
Sure,
people who are like that kind of thing." But you can't allow yourself to grow to 500 pounds and then be like, everybody fucking catered to me.
No, you cannot. But what if she has a medical issue?
Doesn't look that way. Doesn't
well,
seem
again,
way.
None of this matters. She should have ordered a fucking Uber XL.
Right.
Like, that is the end of this. Like,
that's the end of the like, – that it, should have been the end of the conversation
yeah,
where you ordered an Uber. Well, the guy should have never said you're too fat for one.
Yeah.
But yeah, she should have ordered an Uber XL because she knows goddamn well she's not going to fit into a little fucking Tercel.
Yeah. Yeah. I barely fit in a Tercel. Whoop. Look at that. Look at those smiling faces.
There they are, live from the secret stash. Yeah, you know they're not talking about fat news.
No. No, it's all smiles over there.
What do they talk about? Just comics?
Comics. He gave the latest episode was pretty good. He went into Superman's history.
Oh.
And how, Superman didn't appear first in Action Comics.
Mm-hmm.
He appeared in one of those, like a prose story.
Yeah.
I think – at what point did I fall asleep? Right? What time? I legitimately – right? I'm not fucking around. I fell asleep here at the table. I'm not fucking with you, right? On my children's heads,
yeah.
I fucking fell asleep. I heard myself snoring and woke up. And I was like, this shit is still on?
Tell him, Steve Dave.